Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'd still be with ya.
Ain't that some?
Ain't that some?
Wish you were there. All right.
Forget you. All right, folks. Once a week, we come together with the opportunity to be mad at whoever you want.
Can get you there.
You can be anonymous. You can call up, curse out your family if you want. Whatever you want to do. Well, I guess you can't curse.
Don't curse. Don't curse.
No cursing. But outside of that, you're Gucci. This is your opportunity. We're coming together as a people, as a congregation, to get our bleeps off. Let's start in Sterling. Big G, who you mad at?
Gee, what's happening, brother?
Hey, what's happening, B-Mitch? What's happening, Cindy? Hey, I am really pissed at the NFL Hall of Fame Committee. What is going on with players from our team that they don't want to put them in the Hall of Fame? I'm not even talking about B-Mitch. I'm talking about the Hog. Come on, man. What is going on with them?
Well said, Big G. You're correct. Man. Jacoby should be in. B should be in. London should be in.
I just finished having that conversation. How's that?
It is I think there are some external factors involved. I think there is some residual BS from the Dan days. The structure of the Hall of Fame voting is pretty interesting, I would say. And
flawed.
Flawed, I think, is a fair word, and the organization has no control over that. But in general, you're absolutely right, Big G. Good call, good way to kick things off. Let's go to Scotty. I believe this is Wild Card Scotty online.
Really?
Wild Card, who you got at? You're always a happy-go-lucky fella.
You got it twisted. I'm always angry. I'm mad at the world.
Mad at the world.
I'm not mad at the world. I got a lot of bleep used though. So we got another. We got an interesting part to the mad dog pooper. This woman. listen. This just happened about 8 minutes ago. Told you that they hadn't gone in the yard. You know, I mean, I got cameras everywhere, so I know they hadn't. I just happened to be home. Look out the corner. Look out the window. Sure enough, I see her with her dog. Right. So you know, I didn't say nothing. I drive. I'm heading out. Drive by her house. They got be courteous, be polite, no poop and no pee signs in their yard. I'm about to blow a gasket. Listen, I'm about to blow. I want to knock on this woman's door right now and give her the business. This woman got signs in her yard, and she just let her dog go to the bathroom in my yard. Not to mention all the Penn State nonsense that's going on. I'm mad at the world. Why are you mad?
So know what you do? You go get a no poop sign. Put right at
already
that gate that you
way.
Say go straight.
Already
go
on
straight.
The way.
Okay, you put that in your yard, and the next time she do it, call me off. Hit me offline. I got a way you can take care of that.
Where are they?
I got a fence.
They're not pooping
in me too, so I'm putting a fence up anyway. But it's just, man. It's like I think she's doing this to spite me, man. For real.
Do you have a dog, Scotty?
No.
I think you should go poop in her yard.
I mean, 20 years
Scotty
ago,
poop?
I definitely
yeah.
would have.
That's a good idea.
Listen, man, that's how you got to send a message. Enough is enough.
Hey, be careful with that one, Scotty. JP going to get you arrested.
Who the hell's going to coach Penn State, Scotty? You were telling me it was Hartline. It was a done deal. You're full of it.
I think Sexton's truly blackballing all candidates. At this point in time, Matt Campbell, maybe. And he's a fine coach.
Iowa State guy?
Iowa State's coach. But here, would you want to coach Penn State right now? I mean, would you honestly want to – I mean, it's a big-time job regardless of everything else. But who would want to coach there now? I mean, who would? Who would?
Some people don't have to put up with the BS. I mean, certain level people may not want to go
because
they know they got to put up with BS. What?
Right.
Straight cash, homie, make everybody deal with anything.
Sell
cash
some more ice cream. Woo, pay the man. Woo. All right, Scotty. Appreciate your brand of crazy, buddy.
All right, bro.
See you, man.
I think your brand of crazy is worse because you believe, Scotty, about that who they had coach.
That was on me. Left hand up.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who you mad at? It's my understanding Jim in the Navy Yard is mad at somebody. What's up, Jim?
Jim?
Yeah, I'm mad at the person that ran into my car when I was parked in a parking lot, in a parking spot.
Damn, when?
That was like a week ago. And then also ran out, saw that my car was damaged, ran back to her car, and drove away.
Where?
Wait. Who ran out and saw that your car was damaged?
The other driver.
The other driver hit your car.
Yes.
Saw that your car was damaged, got back in our car, and just drove off.
That's what happened.
Do you have any license plate numbers?
I sure do. Got a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I hope she listened. He got your ass. Because, like, you know what you do? Take it to the police department, and they could drive right on up to her house. All they got to do is look at the license plate. They knew exactly what she were. And go check it before she get a car fixed.
Mm-hmm. One finger salute to her.
What do? You call the cops?
Yeah. I mean, I called the cops. They sent somebody out. They were able to track the person down because it turns out license plates are easy to find. You can find the person.
Oh yeah, they can track you there.
What parking lot was this in?
It was in McLean. It was at
Sheets.
No, not the Sheets.
Sadly, there's no Sheets in McLean. I wish there was.
Walgreens.
I went to Sheets in Sterling today. Everybody had their shoes on. Shout out to Sheets. Well, Landville, I'm sorry that happened. That sucks, dude.
They have taquitos at Sheets if you're ever there, though. You should get some of them.
Taquitos.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. I'm guessing. Oh, boy. We got them both.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
We got Jarrah
and Charlie.
Charlie, let's go, baby.
Who do we want to let in the squared circle first?
Whoever, man. Go with it. Whoever called first.
Jarrah called first. We'll go to line four, an NFL owner. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do? Big game tonight.
It certainly is, Finley. First of all, let me just echo what G said. Brian, you without a doubt belong in the Hall of Fame. And not only that, but the privilege and the opportunity to meet you a couple of times, you're a Hall of Fame person. And I love you to death. The reason I'm saying this, this might be the last time old Jarrah calls. So let me just get to what I have to get. And by the way, Finley, you too. It's been good listening to you grow up on the radio.
Thanks.
But let me get to a couple of weeks ago when Mr. Jupiter, whatever the hell he calls himself, got on air and said that he interviewed five flies. Now, I can't even picture this in my head. Five flies he's interviewing. That's the worst and damnedest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But, I mean, I've heard of a Venus fly trap. I guess you're the Jupiter fly attractor. Who knows? But I can say this. Brian Mitchell one time issued a public service announcement about hygiene. And he said, wash your ass. Well, son, you need to wash your ass. If you're sitting around talking to five flies, there's something tragically wrong with the way you carry yourself. Second of all, it's the way you talk, Mr. Jupiter. You call anyone, be Mitchin, I do this. I think you're an undercover brother. I'm just saying. So I think what would be great for you, my friend, is to get a hold of that dumbass that's sitting on the phone on waiting. Dumb bastard, commando drunko. Because his ass will feel left out. And I think the three of you all ought to head up there for Christmas. and frolic around on that mountain and fight like hell to get under the mistletoe together. Now, and I'll end it with this. Assume your position, Mr. Jupiter, and kiss old Jerry's ass, because I believe now you talk about Bama's. You're a punk-ass Bama.
Wow. Y'all going to Jupes and Nick.
Everybody else, Happy New Year.
Take care, Jera.
Wow.
Wow. Who should we let respond first? Jupe and Charlie are on the line.
Who called first?
I got to go with Jupe. He called him a punk-ass Bama.
All right. Jupe, you're up, dude.
Hey, it's very funny how Jared keeps talking about on that Diddy stuff, Jared. Hey, listen, I see I got you in your fields again. It's all good, my guy. I know you said this is the last time you call. You old, you up there in age. You know, you got to go change your Depends and, you know, check into the old folks' home. Make sure you're drinking your warm bottle of milk, because you need to make sure your bones are healthy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep it up, Jared. In all respect and love to you, my guy. Let's just keep this thing rolling. All right, fellas.
All right, brother.
See you, Juke. And now to complete the trifecta of hate.
Charlie,
how do you do?
Trifecta of hate. I love it, JP. Now, I'm going to disappoint you because I know you guys want good radio. You want the juicy stuff. I'm not going to get on Jared. Jared's what we used to call Southeast called a self-check when we were playing basketball. Don't worry about him. He's a self-check. Okay, that's all bad I got to say about Jared. I'm in a conciliatory mood, but I do have a major bleep you to the people, and I'm not going to say any names because I know you don't want me to. To people responsible for getting the World Cup draw at Kennedy Center. And I'm also giving a major bleep you to the group that's going to be singing with them. You know, the group that who I'm talking about.
You're mad at the Village People?
Village People, yeah. And I'm also going to give a minor bleep out to the celebrities I just heard on TV a little while ago, the big sports guys who are going to be there, too. They're going to make this into a big, glitchy thing, like you guys said this morning. But the main thing is the people responsible for getting it at the Kennedy Center. That's just another thing in the long line. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, brother.
I did not have Charlie being mad at the Village People on my bingo card today. But here we are. Tailgate Ted is on the line, perhaps to restore some level of sanity to the program. Hello, Ted. How do you do?
I'm good, boys. How y'all doing?
We're good, brother. What's happening?
We're in crazy land.
Tailgate, you are. Big G took mine, right? I'm seriously pissed at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for screwing over Big Jake. But since I had to come up with something off the cuff, I got a gift card that is pretty up there, and I want to use it to buy something. And apparently you can't use gift cards to buy things online. You have to use them in person on different websites because there's no address tied to the gift card. What's the point of getting a gift card? It's like cash. It's guaranteed money for these places, but they won't take it. Bleep all those websites that won't.
But don't you have to get the thing shipped somewhere? And don't you put your address in it to get it shipped to you, right?
Yeah, usually there's like a code, Ted. Usually you like put the code in.
It still won't take it. It still won't take it because there is no actual address for the gift card number, even though it's a Visa debit card and you're getting it shipped to your house. Certain websites won't let you use it. So you've got to go in person and buy it. And
wow.
I don't feel like doing that. So
that's crazy. Damn, that sucks. I'd be mad about that, too. That's annoying. Sorry,
man. Guaranteed money for them.
Yeah, maybe they. You know what they probably like even better? Is just charging for the gift card and never never redeeming it.
Redeem it, yep.
Sorry about that, Ted. Happy holidays, brother.
All right, brother.
You too, boys.
Shout out to Tailgate Ted. We threw this party in Madrid where Mitch and I really did nothing to set it up. Tailgate Ted did a lot of work, so we appreciate you, Ted. Yeah.
Just know, Ted, you're dealing with those two. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, it's par for the course. Crank is in D.C. What's up, Crank?
Fellas, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Crank?
Hey, no, I can't call. Hey, B-Miss, good seeing you the other day, too, man. Hey, look, real quick, this is mine, man. Hey, I know y'all know, Will, I think you know JP. I coach for Maplewood, right? So
Hell, Maplewood.
We get to the national championship. I coached. I got the eighth graders, right? I coached defense. Nobody scored on us all year. Only I think two teams scored on us the whole year. So we play one of the teams that scored us in the championship. First two plays, the first two drives of the game, they score. I don't know what my corner was doing, but he got burnt. He got beat twice and speaking in the backfield. I have no idea what he was doing. Okay, so it's 14-0. We finally score. We go down there, we score. We should go into halftime 14-7. Now, and I don't know how they do it in the league, B. Miss, but when the white hat pumps his like, you know, back in the day they used to raise the roof. When the white hat pumps his arm up, that means it goes to halftime. We got the film and all that. The clock go to 0-0-0. We walking up the field. The referee say, put one more second on the clock. They on, like, the three-yard line. So we get a little goal line thing. They end up scoring right before halftime. So we go down 21. I mean, I can't remember. We was down seven. Three touchdowns to one touchdown. I forgot that they went for two. I can't remember how it worked out. But they was up. Long story short, we end up coming back. We lose by 2 points. If they would have not put that extra second on the clock, Maplewood would have had a national championship, JP. So bleep you
they
to that
y'all, dog.
In this whole day. Huh?
Bleep them.
Yeah, they cheated y'all. Hail Maplewood.
Hail Maplewood, yeah. Brother. That sucks. Sorry about that, dude.
I've gone to Little League stuff, and the adults completely screw up Little League sports. I'm talking about the referees.
Parents.
The damn referee association, the parents, and the coaches. They all screw it up. The kids are there to handle their business. Everybody else completely put their adult mindsets in it and screw everything up.
Screw them. Bleep them. All right. We got options, B. Let's do this. Commander Tequila, how do you do, sir? Who are you mad at?
Oh, I'm mad at two things. I'm mad at the weather here in North Dakota. It's freaking negative 35 degrees out here with the wind.
Why are you in North Dakota? I thought you moved to California.
I was in California. I got this job offer out here in September, so I'm here building another tunnel.
It's negative 35 degrees?
Yeah, with the wind chill blowing, it is.
I have no intention on ever going to North Dakota.
I've been to South Dakota,
I
believe.
No reason to want to go there.
I won't be back. I'm sorry about that, Commander. That's cold, dog.
It is. I'm like 30 minutes from Minnesota Vikings Stadium, so I might go there. But
all right, if you go to the game this weekend, will you paint your face like the Joker in Batman?
Oh, hell yeah, I'll do that. That's not a fun at all. I give Mitch a hug too.
Mitch definitely wants a hug when you're face painted. I am not sure how the people of Minnesota would react to you in your face paint. So I would love to see that. You have my full support on that.
All right. And my second plea for you is to Gerald, because he's out there in the mountains with his adult diapers, retiring. You know, out in the woods. So he might just be needing another pair of diapers. So I just needed some of a Christmas gift. You know, I don't know if he's a size small, medium, or large. On diapers.
We're trying to find that out.
I think JP might know that.
No, I don't.
All right.
Good luck in the cold, Commandante.
All right,
we're thinking of you.
Be cool, brother.
Let's go. Right, this has been a particularly wild bleep you segment. Our guy Matt Stafford is on the line. Big game this weekend, Matt. Hey. Who you mad at?
Hey, Jarrah, you got to come back, man. Commander Tequila, bleep you. You sounded too sober. I wanted to say back to Spain. Chris Rodriguez has 89 yards. He's averaging 5.7 yards per carry. Was ever decision to go away from him there? Bleep you, you know who you are. And then we're all familiar with two-lane highways, the stop, slow guy with the sign. If I wave to you, you got to at least nod your head. It's part of the job. So bleep you, choke on that.
Bang.
All right.
All right, Matt. Appreciate you, bud. A lot of angry people, Brian.
Hey, man. Things happen, dog.
Landfill got his bleep you off a little earlier. Jeff or White Brian, anything to get off your chest, fellas?
Now, Brian having Auburn played great in basketball last night.
I thought Jeffrey might have one, but I'm not so sure anymore. I continue to be frustrated, Brian. If I get if I get an email, I'm just going to use them as an example. I love the Washington Post. It's the newspaper of record for my life. I am a digital subscriber to the Washington Post. Once a day, I think, hell, maybe more than that, they send me emails with stories.
And then you can't get to them.
If I click on the story on my phone.
You have to buy it.
And it's like, oh, you got to log in. Go directly from the email to the app that is installed on my phone that I'm logged in on.
There you go. Same thing happened with me.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, but they really want you to log in, or they try to get you to sign up again. To hell with that.
Dude,
I'm not doing it.
It's not like there's a number. Like, I'm a Marriott guy. They send me emails. Like, they saw I was looking for hotels in Minnesota, and then I didn't finish it, right? So then they sent me an email like, yo, here's four hotels in Minnesota. I click on it, and it doesn't just go to the app that has all my information.
Uh-huh.
I am not, Brian, this may surprise you, I am not a computer programmer by trade. I don't know the steps that would be required within the literal computer code, the binary zeros and ones. I don't know what would be required to go from the email to the app, but I sure as hell know it's possible. We got AI. They landed on the moon 70 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, whenever that was. If you could land on the moon in 1960, you could sure as hell get an email to go directly to the app in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tighten this up, people.
Yeah.
Let's tighten this up.
Get it right.
Thank you.
Get it right. Get it tight.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part, the Rood systems are whisper quiet. You don't get those noisy interruptions in the middle of the night. No clanging around in your ducts. Nobody wants clanging around in your ducts. Rood's got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which gives you comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Here's what's most important, though. With a new Rood system, you could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more about that.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. Shout out to the Village People. Charlie's mad
at him.
I don't know what that's about. Big news out of Philadelphia, Brian.
What's that? With the team?
The Eagles. Bum, 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 bum.
YMCA.
I mean, this is just an all-time banger. You can play this anywhere, anytime, and people will stand up and do the dance. Huh? Like, this...
YMCA.
I'm asking this honestly because I'm unaware. Have the Village People and YMCA become politically co-opted? Is that what's happened, Lampville? Because I'm blissfully ignorant when it comes to why we're mad at the Village People.
Yeah, I don't know. Charlie, he seemed to say like everybody was on the same page, and I had no idea what he was talking about.
Jeff, you're our musician. Are you aware of what's amiss with the Village People?
Nah.
Do they still – is it – it might be in the year 2025, some of those outfits might be insensitive. Is that what it is?
Insensitive.
My man wearing the construction clothes? Jeff, do you know what they dress up like?
In 2025, they call that cosplay.
Okay. Yo, Jeff, speaking of, are you going to what's the expo we sent Jeff to a couple years back? Isn't that coming up?
The sex thing?
Yeah.
Exotica.
Exotica. Yeah, Jeff, are you going to be our boots on the ground Exotica reporter?
Hey, I mean, it is this weekend. I only got a DJ at midnight, so I'm with it.
I'm not sure you want to be at Exotica at midnight, dog.
No,
Exotica
no.
Seems like...
That's what you want to be there.
You go during the day for Exotica. Jeff, I think you should go to Exotica dressed like a member of the Village People.
No. No.
I think you should.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah, I'm good.
I think you're working.
However, I will get on the little wheel again.
Or you can go as George Clinton.
George Clinton.
In a diaper.
Yeah, I'm going to dress up like Cameo with the boots and stuff. And seeing Kane.
Leon wore that to his 40th, I think it was his 40th birthday party.
He
showed up with the tights, with the jock on the outside.
That's a statement.
He was a Cameo dude.
Jeff, if you had to dress up as a Village People member, would you go construction worker, motorcycle man?
Cowboy? Sure. I would never be a cowboy. Never.
But Jeff, I think my man wears very interesting chaps. Are you aware of those?
Kind of like Prince old pants.
Yeah.
The booty's out, Jeff.
Oh, nah.
Right.
Oh, nah.
real news out of Philadelphia.
Oh, boy.
Saw this from Schefter. This is real.
All right.
Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter is out for Monday night's game against the Chargers after undergoing a procedure this past Monday on both of his shoulders. Carter now is undergoing treatment on both shoulders, and he will be considered week to week to return. Carter wants to be as close to 100% as possible for the playoff run. Schefter goes on to continue that this could certainly be a multi-week injury, but at this point, Jalen Carter won't be put on the IR. That's a big deal, B. Jalen Carter is a player.
He's a player. Crazy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia Bulldog.
Bulldog.
And I wonder, I mean, Philly without Carter is a very different team than Philly with Carter. And there's enough going wrong in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they need to lean on those on their offense, the offense has been very unpredictable. Jalen Carter threw whatever 12 games. He's played 1,068. Last year Jalen Carter played 1,068 snaps, most in the NFL among interior D line.
Damn.
So whatever's going on with those shoulders, it might just be some serious wear and tear.
Wear and tear, hell yeah. Because he's taking on double teams a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, dude. So if you are an Eagles fan, bad news for you. That's going to be really interesting to watch. I did also want to spend a little time on this game tonight. Dallas-Detroit, B. This one will have me Amazon priming tonight. That's a game I'm going to watch.
Okay.
It's in Detroit. Do you want to guess the line? Cowboys are among the hottest teams in the NFL.
They don't have Amon St. Brown on the Lions side.
Correct.
So Cowboys probably favorite. -3.5.
Cowboys have won 3 in a row, including wins over the Eagles and the Chiefs. Lions have lost their last game at home to the Packers. And yet, Detroit's favored by 3 in this thing.
So that's an even game.
No, it's at their place.
I know. Even game. Sorry. Give them 3 at home.
This seems like a funky, funky line, man. 77% of the bets are on Dallas. 81% of the money is on Dallas. They've won 3 in a row. Detroit's without St. Brown, like you mentioned. And yet, the line is just held at Detroit -3.
You know why? As good as you think that defense has gotten, Gibbs can carve it up. Gibbs get one little space, and he's 65 yards down the field. That could be a problem for them.
It appears to me, and I often overthink this, that I was talking to Cameron last night because he is now in 4th place in our pool, and I am now in 13th or something.
Oh, he's killing you.
He said, Jay, I think sometimes you overthink it. And, Doug, you're correct.
Yeah, you do.
On the surface, you look at this game, give me Dallas +3 all day. Right?
Yeah. You think?
What if that's what they want you to think?
Yeah, but see, the whole thing about it is, Jay, it's not all that. See, one thing about the gambling industry, let me just tell you what they know. They know everybody that gambles think they're smarter than they are. So you're going to kill yourself to try to figure out what they're doing. All they do is just throw it out there, and if they break even, they don't lose. But you know what's going to happen? The person that think that they're going to beat them because they're going to overthink it, they're going to win.
All right, so I just pulled it up.
You and Gil Walker, y'all. I think y'all might be brothers because y'all do the same thing.
Gil and I have a lot of similarities.
Gil had a whole spreadsheet, everything. And I'm like, dog, you got all that stuff? He said, yeah, man, I broke it all down. I said, but you always in the red. You lose all the time.
Now, Brian, if I may push back.
Go ahead.
You know me well. You think I know how to do a spreadsheet?
No, but I'm just saying. He has a spreadsheet. You think you know everything. So y'all got all these things going together.
Bees does the spreadsheets, all the numbers.
Yeah, and Bees don't win a lot either.
I'm glad Bees was okay yesterday.
Yeah, man. Pete killed him on that one. Bees get the full body massage.
All right, so in our pool.
Getting his back waxed.
Doug is in 4th, but he's actually tied for 5th, if we're being technical. Doug has 74 points on the year. I have 68. I am 3 games
man,
over 500.
You kind of laid the caps for a few weeks ago.
We're all jumbled up. Just need a couple hot weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Need a couple hot weeks.
Or not.
Landy, on the surface, everybody's going to bet Dallas tonight, right?
I think so, yes. Except for Jeff, apparently.
Jeff said, no, we not. I heard him.
What you like tonight, Jeffrey?
Detroit.
Gibbs' rushing total for tonight is 77.5. Javonte Williams, 66.5.
He's going to have 177.5.
Damn. David Montgomery, another 36.
Just saying.
I know a bet Landfill usually likes. Landini, Jared Goff, over under half of a rushing yards.
I don't believe in Jared Goff rushing, but if there's a Dak Prescott rusher, I like that.
9.5 for Dak.
I feel like that's an over there. I feel like that's a bet that I might be taking.
Let's look at the receiving yards. CeeDee Lamb, 85.5. George Pickens, 83.5. Vegas sees about 170 receiving yards from CD and Pickens tonight. Now, no St. Brown, so Jameson Williams, who is on my fantasy team, and Jameson, we could use a big night, sir. Jameson Williams at 80.5. Can I briefly complain about fantasy football? I know you care.
You can complain about everything, bro. You do it anyway.
Last week, I had the second highest score in the league. I would have beat, there's 12 teams in our league. I would have beat 10 of them, except the one dude I played.
Why? So you would have beaten, but you didn't.
Our final score was like, shout out to Celeste Kane, he beat me fair and square. Our final score was like 120 to 108. My 108 would have beaten everyone else in the league except him.
But the thing about it is this, Jay, you weren't playing everybody else in the league. You were playing him.
Damn it.
You just made the wrong decisions. And probably if you weren't playing him, somebody else probably would have whooped your ass.
I need a win this week to get into the playoffs.
Who are you playing this week?
My boy Kevin, I think, who's terrible. But that's
Kevin going to probably beat you by 24.
He probably will. Well, not to mention all of that, Christian McCaffrey's been my horse all year, and the Niners have a bye. So I'm starting Blake Corum for the Rams.
There you go.
Local boy, DMV. Ah, we need a win. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. All right, folks, we are excited to get our boy Peter Rosenberg, the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can watch Peter, WWE, ESPN, Hot 97. He does it all. What's up, dude? How are you?
Guys, I apologize. I was on the verge of rushing what I was doing, and then I was like, they wouldn't want me to rush. They would just say, we'll talk to you right after. I was finishing up an interview with Rakim, and I'm like, what am I? I can't rush Rakim off the line to talk about losing to Denver.
No. First off, you never have to. We are always grateful for the time, so never feel you need to do anything, but certainly not with, you know, one of the true Mount Rushmore rappers of all time. So you're good.
What a friggin' treat that is.
How is Rakim?
He's great. We're hosting a show. Me and my podcast partner, Cypher Sounds, we're hosting a show for him in New York next week. So I really only – I volunteered to host the show just as an excuse to get him to come back on the podcast. We haven't had him on in years, and we spent just like 2 hours with him. Just he was just telling stories. He was in no rush. It was awesome, man. What a – I don't know. He's like – You know, a lot of times I get after my career, like, oh, who are the people you meet? Like, what's the coolest thing? Having any sort of relationship with him, I think, is about the coolest flex in my entire career.
Dude, so I wonder if you'll – I think you're one of the few people that this will be the perfect Venn diagram to make this comparison. Okay. I always have that feeling. I've become, like, friends with Gary Williams. And whenever I get to hang and talk with Gary, I always feel so lucky after it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's listen, what a random comp that is. However, for me and you specifically, absolutely right. Resonates. The only difference is, like, there was no world in which when I was in college, you could show up at Bentley's late on a Thursday night and Rakim would be drinking at the bar by himself.
Very good point. Very good point. Well, dude, we don't want to hold you too long. What do you think about how they played in Denver and how did they keep it going against Minnesota?
That was a lot of fun. That was cool to see them be a football team again. You know, it was reminiscent of last year in a lot of ways. Obviously, they just a really, you know, pretty sound offensive game. We can talk another day about, like, kind of what's happened to Bill in that running offense, but. Whatever. I mean, you know, they whether it's McNichols or Rodriguez, they're moving the ball. Terry. You know, Mariota played a really, really impressive game, particularly the forcing that pass interference to extend the game at the end there. And then, you know, listen, the defense, you're not writing letters about the defense, but at least they got them off the field sometimes. That's all. Yeah. Really, I think that was sort of what we saw in that game, guys, was the formula for what would have been a successful season, minus we'd be even better with number five playing, is that we don't expect the defense to be world beaters. We just need them to get people off the field sometimes, and they did that. And so it made it a fun, competitive football game, and I think there'll be a lot to learn about this administration if they're able to keep some semblance of momentum going, particularly after a loss in the end.
Totally, man. I think just force a couple punts and give your offense a chance. And
That's
we
it.
Saw that against Denver. Yeah.
Yep, they did.
When and how much Jaden do you want to see the rest of the way here?
You know, we talked about this a little bit. I think if he's ready to play, I want to see him play. You know, Joe Burrow is playing and has less to prove than Jaden Daniels does. And he's out there playing. Jaden needs to play. You know, it's his second year, man. There's still enough time here left to play a meaningful amount of football where, like, we can see some new things from him, or, you know, he can actually have statistics at the end of the season that don't look like you didn't even play this year. I think there's real reason to see him out there. I'd like to see him and Terry, you know. Well, listen, we just locked in to have Terry for basically the rest of his career. So let's get these guys gelling. Let's see what this team can look like. I don't want them to play, you know, Jaden shouldn't be playing scared and they shouldn't play scared with him. Hopefully they protect him and he plays smart football. I mean, you know, some of these injuries, I don't know if they're preventable or not, but I think, you know, as much as I sit here and I criticize Jackson Dart on the radio every day about him needing to be more careful, in year two, I still see more from Jaden where he could be more careful. So all of that is stuff I want to see him work on, frankly.
Peter, we got to run. You know how this goes. Thank you for making time, man.
I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you guys. We'll talk full next week.
All right. That's cool. Our guy, Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97, WWE, all of it. Nobody does it like he does. Nobody else does the AAA poll question of the day like Landfill. Today's poll question, what will we see more of this December, Caps wins or Wizards losses. Of course, the AAA poll of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. We got to make bets. We got to do it fast. Landfill, don't even play the sounder. White Brian, how'd we do last night?
Me and Landfill won. Everyone else lost.
All right.
Dagger.
4-1. B-Mitch 4-1. Okay, good.
What do we like tonight, boys?
I'm taking the Cowboys.
Landfill's taking the Cowboys.
Give me the Lions.
I'm taking Detroit straight up.
Jeff, you all right, dog? You got that same thing Ethan was working
with?
Yeah,
I'll take the Lions. I'm good. I'm going money line, though. It's not over 200, is it? Good.
Money line is 180. You're good.
I'm taking it.
Okay.
Money line.
I'm taking I'll do the same. That's actually really smart, B, for this nonsense. I will take Detroit money line as well. So that's three Detroits, one Dallas. Did White Brian pick?
J-Mo touchdown.
J-Mo touchdown. Me and my fantasy team would really, really like that, White Brian. Great pick. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program. Thank you to Paul Tenorio for joining us. Thank you to Pete Bursich for joining us. And thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to Ethan Cadeau for joining us. We had two Petes on today. New record.
Yeah.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thanks for listening. Peace. You made it this far. Owe you a beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.